Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 110 of The 80%. Today, makakausap natin ang isang entrepreneur na si Kenneth Reyes Lau. He is the founder of Cacao Culture, which is a social enterprise focused on developing and promoting Philippine cacao and chocolate products. But more than that, he is also the founder and resident fire starter of Fire Movement Philippines, a Facebook group whose goal is to achieve FIRE, or financial independence, retire early. In this episode, we'll hear Kenneth's story, learn about FIRE, and get practical tips on how we can achieve financial independence and retire early. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 80% podcast. And for today, we have a very special guest. Nako, very admirable itong person na to kasi matagal ko nang nababasa yung FIRE movement, pero I haven't really met someone who is very dedicated to this kind of lifestyle na Pinoy. So finally, I am able to talk to Kenneth, who is one of the leading proponents of the FIRE movement lifestyle in the Philippines. Hello, Kenneth. Kamusta ka?
Okay naman, Fitz. Thank you for inviting me to the 80% podcast.
Yeah. Saan ka ba naka-based ngayon, Kenneth?
We are currently based in Davao City. We moved here back in 2016. Siguro part na yun sa kwento ko later, pero definitely we moved here from Manila without knowing anyone. Parang nagano kami.
Wow.
Immigrate to Davao City.
So when you say we, you and your wife, tama?
Yes, me and my wife, we have no kids. Ano lang kami, we got married on 2016 and decided to move to Davao to look for opportunity.
Yeah, so I think that will be an interesting story. But before you tell that, I hope you can introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kenneth Reyes Lau. I'm currently handling, or we currently manage, a social enterprise called Cacao Culture. So our primary focus is on cacao agriculture. So we help cacao farmers locally and also manufacture and produce quality Philippine chocolates. And during the pandemic, we extended our help to fellow chocolate makers in the country. And now we also carry and distribute their chocolate products on our website and on our e-commerce channels.
All right, ako, thank you for sharing that. And can I just say na ako ay isang taong mahilig sa chocolate. And pagdating sa chocolate and the Philippines, top of mind ko talaga yung chocolate from Davao. Is that also the reason why you decided to move to Davao? Because you like chocolates?
Actually, it's siguro naging ano na lang siya. Naging byproduct of our decision to move. Our primary reason to moving to Davao was really driven by lowering our cost of living. Mm-hmm. So we used to live in Fort Bonifacio or yung BGC, no, for work. So mm-hmm. Background namin ng wife ko, we work in the IT sector. And yung office is in BGC. And parang choosing between traffic and living with fellow co-workers in a condo na malapit sa office, parang doon kami nag-lean towards. No? Pero after a while, we felt na if we wanted to start fresh as a married couple, let's venture out somewhere na mas lower yung cost of living, mas mataas yung pisi, kumbaga, the money that we have if we spent it in the province would tide us over much longer than in the city.
Tama, tama. And as someone who frequently travels around the country, talagang nakakainggit, no, yung cost of living sa provinces, napakababa as compared to Manila. And para sa akin, very interesting yung decision nyo kasi for some people who is probably on the top of their career, yung setup niyo ng wife niyo, you're living in a condo, you have very stable IT jobs, and you're in Manila. Tapos, you uprooted yourself and decided to live in Davao and start from zero, if I would say, no? And I believe that one of the reasons or the inspiration why you did this is because yung fire na philosophy, how do you call that ba? Yung fire, is it a lifestyle, a movement, a philosophy? Para sa iyo ba, ano ba ang consideration mo pagdating sa fire?
Tama yung sinabi mo, fire for the audience, yung financial independence, retire early movement is more of like a lifestyle and philosophy combined. Di ko alam kung paano yun i-explain, no? Kasi it takes parang mental fortitude also to really focus on a goal for early retirement, no? So yun yung nakikita kong explanation of what FIRE is. Some people kasi say it's just parang simple math. Like, compute lang natin yung kailangan natin and then ito yung kailangan natin i-invest or i-save. Pero there's always a emotional component, psychological component when it comes to personal finance. So it should be more of a lifestyle and a belief system combined.
I agree. If I can give an analogy, parang yoga. For some people, ang yoga parang exercise lang, stretching. But if you talk to a yoga practitioner, they will also tell you that it's like a lifestyle also. Hindi lang yung pag-exercise, quote-unquote, ang pag-practice ng yoga. Sometimes it really affects also how they behave, yung how they see things, how they view the world. And I'm guessing that FIRE is also the same, no? Hindi lang siya basta-basta pagko-compute ng mga finances natin, but it's also a lifestyle. But yeah. Siguro let's first define yung ibig sabihin ng FIRE. So, financial independence, retire early. And dun sa first two letters, financial independence, marami kasing ibig sabihin yan sa iba't ibang tao. Pag sinabing financial independence, pwedeng isipin nila, pag wala na akong utang, bayad na lahat ng loan ko, I am already financially independent. Yung iba naman, pag sinabing financial independence, it means having a particular amount of money. Siguro pag meron na akong 100 million pesos sa banko ko, I can say na I am already financially independent. Pero sa FIRE movement, ano ba yung definition nyo ng financial independence?
Sa FIRE movement, the concept of financial independence really is about having enough money na invested and earning some interest or dividends to cover your expenses na parang hindi mo na kailangan mag-work. So yun yung independence, that's where it comes from, that you do not depend or trade your time for money. No, kasi the money that you've saved and invested is taking care of your expenses. So yun yung financial independence sa FIRE movement.
Mm-hmm. And I think I like that definition better because ang tao, iba-iba rin talaga ang gustong lifestyle, iba-iba yung mga gusto sa buhay. But with the definition of financial independence sa FIRE movement, it takes into account na ano ba yung gusto mong lifestyle if you can live yung lifestyle mo without working because you have enough investments to fund yung cost of living mo, then you can say that you are financially independent. Pagdating naman dun sa last two letters, yung retire early, again, some people, they say na pag I want to retire early, but in fact, ang iniisip nila, retire early means I will quit my job at 55 instead of the usual 60. Yung iba naman, pag sinabing retire early or retire itself, ang nasa isip nila ay pag nag-retire ako, I will not work anymore, manunod dala ako ng K-drama ko buong araw, etc. But sa FIRE movement, I think iba rin ang definition yun ng retire early, eh, di ba? Kasi, correct me if I'm wrong, as I understand it, retiring doesn't necessarily mean you'll stop working. Diba? Tama ba? How do you define retirement and what does retire early mean sa FIRE movement?
Yung retire early component dun sa FIRE just really means that yung moment that you decide na hindi ko na kailangan magtrabaho because my expenses are covered. So, yung society kasi natin fits, dictates, or shows us that retirement is at an age of 60, 65. Yun yung dinidictate ng society eh. For us to be still employed in companies or still working. Pero sa retire early ng FIRE is that moment, regardless of nasaan ka sa age. Now, you could be in your early 30s, pero yung na-amass mong investment and savings can cover your lifestyle, then pwede ka mag-decide na, okay, I will not be employed anymore because my investments can cover my expenses. And then from there, hindi naman din ibig sabihin na wala ka nang gagawin until you're 60 or 70. So it's now you have more time. So yun yung freedom, no? Yung freedom natin to have time to pursue what we want, what we are interested in. Most of the FIRE members, or kumbaga yung mga nakakausap kong mga Pinoy din na nagpa-practice ng FIRE, most of them would like to do more charity work, more volunteer work. So hindi naman necessarily wala ka nang gagawin. But definitely you have more time. Kasi hindi ka na dependent on trying to work as hard to cover your expenses.
Tama. I also like that concept that you are not working anymore for money. Kasi wala ka ng pressure na kumita ng pera dahil covered na siya nung passive income mo. That's actually, I would say, a very ideal scenario for anyone. No? Yung they have the freedom to do anything that they want because yung basic necessities nila, yung chosen lifestyle nila is already covered by their passive income. Gusto kong itanong sa iyo ngayon, how did you learn about FIRE? How did you start and what made you decide to pursue itong FIRE philosophy na to? So I hope you can tell us your story.
For me personally, na nagpa-practice nito and also advocating for it, I discovered FIRE siguro 2019 before the pandemic. It's not because I wasn't practicing certain things, no? Yung pagtitipid, let's say being more frugal and intentional in your buying and purchasing and also investing, making, doing business. Pinapractice ko naman namin to. Pero the concept of FIRE actually was a more holistic approach for me that parang attracted me to the lifestyle, to the philosophy. Kasi for us, I've been working, siguro i-share ko na yung age ko. No? So as of this podcast, I'm 39 years old. Most of the mga nagpa-practice ng FIRE, gusto nila mag-retire by siguro early 30s or mga mid-30s. No? So nandun na ako sa medyo tail end ng 30s. Parang wala pa kami dun sa tinatawag nilang FIRE number. No? So siguro we'll discuss that later on. Pero for me, parang this whole iba-ibang concept like saving, investing, starting business, real estate, kasama yun lahat sa FIRE. Eh. Pero you're working towards a particular goal that's custom fit to your lifestyle. So yung tinatawag nilang FIRE number, how you would compute it, is that your annual living expenses multiplied by 25 years, yun yung amount of money that you need to have invested in different investment portfolio, maybe stocks, maybe real estate, that earns you a certain dividend or a certain interest that would cover your expenses if you withdraw 4% from it every year. So yun yung concept of the FIRE number. So when we were computing it, siguro lumalabas yung sa amin na nasa 10 million pesos yung FIRE number namin ni Mrs. That's on a certain lifestyle that we think na parang okay, we're okay with this. No. So at least meron na kaming goal in mind. Hindi yung parang sinasabi, gusto ko lang yumaman. Parang napaka-vague. No. So that's what attracted me to FIRE, that parang meron na akong goal. It could be different for someone else and that's fine. For me, parang na-focus yung iba-ibang concepts and ideas that we were already practicing. So yung paglipat din namin ng Davao, meron din yan sa FIRE. Tawag doon is location arbitrage. No, it's living doon sa lower cost of living city, pero baka you're earning online or you're earning dollars, baka kasi nag-outsourcing, di ba? So your buying capacity is bigger or much powerful if you live in a city that has a lower cost of living. So kasama din yun sa FIRE movement. Doon ako na-draw in 2019. Sabi ko, itong mga ginagawa ko pala, meron pala itong overarching idea. And sabi ko, okay. So I've been practicing all these things separately. Hindi ko lang talaga na-envision or na parang, ito pala yung big picture na kailangan.
Yeah, I think very powerful yung moment na nabigyan mo bigla ng pangalan yung feeling mo ginagawa mo lang mag-isa, tapos it's always an amazing discovery na may mga iba pa palang tao na pareho yung ginagawa sa akin, and ngayon meron akong pangalan dun sa ginagawa kong strategies sa personal finance ko. And I agree with you. Talagang karamihan, invest lang ng invest, save lang ng save, pero wala silang target amount. And minsan, yung parang maaawa ka sa sarili mo na ang dami kong pera pero hindi ko ini-enjoy. Kasi wala kang specific goal eh. So the temptation to spend the money right now is stronger kasi wala kang target amount na pinag-iipunan. And I guess that's also one of the strengths ng FIRE, dahil yung specific amount nyo is very clear. So, for example, sa mga listeners natin, kunwari, kaya mong mabuhay ng 1 million pesos in a year. No? Yun yung cost of living mo. Sa FIRE, ibig sabihin kailangan mong makapag-ipon ng times 25. So, 25 million pesos. And then yung 25 million pesos na yon, i-invest mo yon, hopefully in a diversified number of assets, na ang minimum nyo lang or ang ideal nyo is 4% per annum na dividend or interest. So if you invest all of that 25 million, you will receive 1 million a year, so you can now sustain yung comfortable na lifestyle mo. Tama, okay. Kenneth, no?
Correct. Hopefully, yung mga instruments na ininvest natin would yield more than 4%. Pero essentially, once you, parang yung withdrawal rate or yung parang drawdown rate natin from the investment, once we reach that times 25, is 4%. Parang covered ka na for your usual expenses for food, maybe rent, some travel. Depende na yun per person eh, kung paano nila i-budget yung amount.
Yeah, and talagang iba-iba siya for each person. So kung marami kang gustong gawin sa buhay, kailangan medyo sisipagan mo lang din ngayon, no? Pero kung simpleng buhay lang naman ay masaya ka na, then mas madali mong ma-reach yung target na FIRE number. Pero paano mo nga ba siya na-discover? May nagsabi ba sa'yo? Nabasa mo lang siya? Or may napakinggan kang podcast about it? How did you discover yung FIRE?
Siguro yung searching ko or parang I felt na parang something's missing internally, no, in my head. Na parang work lang ako ng work or negosyo ng negosyo. Pero up to saan? Hanggang saan ba? So parang yun yung questions ko in my mind. And that's what drawn me to maybe minimalism. Alam mo yan? And then connect kasi yan eh. And then I was led to the Choose FI podcast sa United States or sa US. So most of the FIRE content that you are going to see on YouTube or sa mga podcast are very US-centric. No? So yung mga strategies nila, merong mga similarities to the Philippines. That's what I am trying to research also. Pero some are very unique to the US situation or US economy also. So yun yung parang frustration ko when I started listening to the podcast, to the videos, is that ano yung Philippine equivalent netong mga instruments nila or itong mga strategies nila? Meron bang Philippine-based equivalent? Or maybe I could do something na similar, no? So that's when I started researching also locally kung anong pwede natin gawin here. And then doon talaga yung what led me to that is more of like inner curiosity of hanggang saan ba? Or when is enough? Parang ganun, no? Yun yung mga philosophical questions natin.
Hello everyone! Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. I can definitely relate dun sa story mo kasi when I was also starting in my personal finance journey, it's really about the little discoveries eh, di ba? Na, uy, okay pala to. Tapos may mababasa ka na talking about the stock market, pero hindi kompleto. So you feel na, kailangan ko pang mabasa, search ka ulit, may makikita kang libro, podcast. As before you know it, you're already exploring yung concept of portfolio design. Alam mo yon, nag-deepen yung knowledge mo. Yeah. And I think that your experience is also the same. It's not really an outright mag-fire ka, may nagsabi sa'yo, or hindi talaga isang article na binasa mo na bigla kang nag-decide na, oh, okay to. It's really about these moments of discovery na nabuo yung philosophy sa'yo. And yeah. I totally agree, ang hirap talaga kapag ang source material mo are mga foreign bloggers or foreign blogs. Kasi hindi mo nga alam kung paano mo i-relate sa Pilipinas. That was also my experience yung nag-aaral ako about investing. Ano ba itong mga 401k, 401k na to? Diba? Mga ganun yung nababasa ko sa libro. Siyempre, wala sa Pilipinas nun. And is it the reason why you put up yung Fire Movement Philippines? Kasi you wanted to see kung paano ba i-apply yung fire philosophy sa Pilipinas. Kasi I would imagine someone na i-apply na lang nila sa sarili na to. Pero ikaw, you really created a Facebook group and you gathered other people who are also doing fire. And I think now it is an advocacy for you. So what made you decide to become an advocate of this lifestyle?
Kung paano kami nag-start really when we discovered fire, and partly ako, so explain ko lang, no? So for us, husband and wife ko si Sheila, ako yung mas nauna sa fire. It took some time also for her to be convinced about the practices and the concepts, no? Kasi siguro hindi pa lang din siya ready to understand or to open up to these things. Pero once we both understood it, we wanted to share it also to unang-una family, yung mga siblings namin. Siblings ng wife ko is based in Dubai, so OFW. And syempre, common stories sa mga OFWs are the yung spending habits pag hindi natin na-control, or parang yung pag-spend nila is not, hindi nila naisip yung pag-ipon or pag-invest. Pagbalik nila sa Philippines, parang nasayang lang yung opportunity nila nung nag-work sila abroad. So it stemmed out of trying to help our family first and then extended to friends. Kasi money is a parang taboo topic. So hindi mo alam if they're struggling or they're doing okay. Kasi iba yung facade mo when it comes to your relatives also and your friends. No? So yun, we tried to make it more informal and then parang topic that could help them. If they took our advice or not, we couldn't really control that. No? And then when we started the page, people started joining. Hindi ko in-invite, hindi ko, ano, as in, Filipinos all over the world started joining. And then in 2021, parang wala pa akong masyadong activity. Parang nagpo-post lang ako about fire and ganun. And then nagko-comment sila. And then nung 2021, around late 2021, we started accountability sessions where I host and facilitate a call every Saturday afternoon just to talk about their personal experience about fire or something about, let's say, ano yung ini-investan nila ngayon, ano yung mga expenses that they're trying to cut from their budget. No? Yung mga, so it's very wide-ranging topics. And then it grew na. Right now, we're around 1,000 members. All the members are Filipino. And I think yun yung kulang, no? When you try to look for content. We need representation, eh. We need people who are already retired and they retired early through this process, no? And ang maganda doon is that once you see people doing it, and then Filipinos din sila, and then nagawa nila, I would think people will get more inspired to say na, okay, kaya pala nila, eh. Kaya ko rin, di ba? So I think yun yung representation na kulang. That's why when you look at foreign vloggers or yung mga nag-advocate ng fire na foreigners, may frustration kasi parang paano ko gagawin yung ginagawa nila? Na we're in a different country, we're doing different things. How do I try to get into that? So itong community na we built, ng Fire Movement Philippines, is more seeing that it could be done, that people, Filipinos, having savings and investment na mga 50% and above. Nagulat nga ako na meron eh. I mean, I thought personally when we were starting the group na baka they're also starting their FIRE journey. Meron mas advanced pa sa akin. Kumbaga, they've been doing it for 7 years, 10 years. And their savings and investment rate is nasa siguro 70%.
Wow.
So yun yung ano namin, no? Yung parang that's where it stemmed and that's how it grew. How it became an advocacy really for me is since we're doing a social enterprise, so yung mga staff namin are cacao farmers, are office workers. In 2019, I'm not sure if you know this, merong mga financial scams na nangyari dito sa Davao area. And they fell for it. Sinabi ko na sa kanilang huwag silang maniwala. Pero for me, siguro at that time, I just told it once na parang huwag niyong gawin. No? And then I think they still push through with it until siguro such time na hindi na nila makuha yung money nila. That sa kanila inamin sa akin that they fell for the scam. Internally, I had a dilemma because I was, kumbaga, I wouldn't say boss, pero more or less I'm their employer, no? And at a certain point, parang am I stepping in too much if I told them where to put their money? So nung time na yon, nandun yung ano ko, yung dilemma ko na parang pera na nila yan, I think they should be able to manage or do whatever they want with the money that they worked hard for. And then doon na ako nag-stop. And then they fell for the financial scams. So parang natauhan ako na I know better. I should at least help them and guide them to what I'm doing, no? Sa FIRE. Kung a farmer can live simply, I think they could do FIRE more efficiently kasi mas maliit yung cost of living nila. Pero hindi nila alam yun. Hindi nila alam yung tools that are available to them. So that's when that became more of an advocacy for us. So we do quarterly coaching with our employees, talking about their finances, their goals, where to put their money once they have an emergency fund na. So nung 2021, we had that. May ano kami, 2021 Ipon Challenge. And then magdadagdag na lang kami ng certain percentage at the end of the year, no? And I'm happy to say that 80% of the employees that we have had an emergency fund by the end of the year. And some were able to put it na as a first investment sa MP2. Pag-ibig MP2. So yun yung ano namin, mga small wins lang namin. That's what I'm trying to do also on a bigger scale through the community sa Facebook and online community natin.
Para sa akin, maganda talaga yung meron kang community eh, no? Kasi it's not just about spreading the philosophy of FIRE. But when you are part of a community, you also learn from each other, as you mentioned. And I also consider it very powerful yung meron kang accountability buddy or someone na talaga mag-check up sa iyo, no, kung nagagawa mo ba. But also, yung simpleng meron kang makakwentuhan about money, I think mas laking bagay yon kasi from my experience, yan din yung problema ko eh. Gusto kong makipagkwentuhan about investments, yung mga friends ko, ang iniisip kung saan yung may sale, ano ba yung latest na pelikula, na blockbuster, mga ganun. No? So, syempre, maganda rin talaga meron tayong dedicated na grupo kung saan, yun nga, we can freely exchange and share ideas about personal finance. Very interesting yung nabanggit mo kanina na yung farmer, since mababa yung cost of living niya, mas madali siya makakapag-fire. Because one of the criticisms that I've read about the FIRE movement is it's only for the rich kasi mahirap daw ma-achieve yung 25x na FIRE number kasi kailangan mataas yung savings rate mo, pero paano naman daw yung mga tao na mababa yung sweldo? Kasi may mga tao talaga, eksakto lang yung sweldo nila dun sa gastos nila. So, how do you handle yung ganun situation kung ikaw ay isang tao na talagang eksakto lang yung kinikita mo sa gastos mo? How can you start on FIRE? Paano mo sila matutulungan? Paano nyo sila natutulungan if ever this person siguro joins the Facebook group?
Siguro in terms of the, I would say, myth na pangmayaman lang yung FIRE, I think gusto ko lang i-break yun. No? Kasi ang ano natin is more diskarte. Kung madiskarte kang tao, you will find a way to earn more. So, ang ano lang natin dito is that you could, may spectrum kasi yan eh, that you could save money by spending less on certain things. Sa FIRE kasi, ang ina-advocate nila is that you have a savings rate of 50% to 70% to accelerate the time that you could say, retired na ako. Yun lang naman yun eh. It's an acceleration or mapapabilis natin yung pag-retire pag nag-save tayo ng 50 to 70% of our income. So for someone who's living on a, say, daily wage of 300 something, hindi yun naman natin masabi na, oh, guys, 50% yan, itabi mo. Diba? So ang pinaka-advice ko really is to start somewhere. So start lang natin sa 1%. We need to start somewhere, eh, Fit. So hindi siya talaga sabihin natin na, okay, gusto ko mag-FIRE, gusto ko na 50% i-save ko. Pero our situation does not allow us to do that. So let's just save 1% muna. And then baka pwede tayo dumiskarte, mag-barbecue-barbecue tayo sa gabi, magbebenta tayo ng ihaw-ihaw. And then yung kinita mo doon, i-add mo sa overall kita mo, pero wag mo gastusin. I-save mo lang din and invest. Then lumaki na yung savings rate natin agad. So I know someone who are members of the community. They are working, they are employed, and they have a side hustle on selling barber tools online sa Shopee. Kasi hilig niya yun eh, yung mga clippers, yung mga gunting na mga pang-barber. And he's selling that online, no? And yung sales niya doon, ini-invest na niya agad sa MP2. Hindi na niya ginagamit. Yung salary niya is for the expenses sa bahay, for the kids, no, for household expenses. Pero yung sales niya doon sa side hustle niya, automatic invest. So, diskarte fits, I think yun yung mas term na gusto kong ano, i-point out for Filipinos who want to pursue FIRE. Hindi kasi yan parang automatic talaga eh. You have to build it, no? From 1%, 2%. Parang hindi ka naman pumuntang gym tapos macho na tayo agad, fits, di ba? So parang kailangan everyday mong gawin. So ganun din with FIRE. It's a constant practice, constant in your head. Alam mo saan mapupunta yung pera. No? So yun yung advice ko for that. On the, it's not for the poor. I would say it should be for the poor. Na kailangan alam nila kung saan nila pwede ilagay yung money. Kasi that's, I think yun yung kulang eh. Yung diskarte ng kumita, diskarte na to increase our income, the potential is there regardless of where you are in the country. Where to put the money while you're also earning, yun yung questionable or yun yung parang nahulog sa scam kasi gusto natin mabilis eh. It's a slow process kasi. Parang yes. walang gustong makinig ka, guys, mahirap to gawin. Guys, mabagal to. It's a long process. Pero gusto kasi natin yung mabilis, yung instant. Pero ang hirap kasi na papasok tayo sa ganyan and then you might lose everything also.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that's where the lifestyle comes in, no? So yung FIRE, doing FIRE isn't just about trying to reach your FIRE number. It's also learning yung philosophy, yung having the proper mindset na patient ka, persistent, and committed. And also being able to understand na yung pag-build ng wealth, dapat ano siya, slow and steady process. Kasi kailangan ng diskarte, no? Hindi ka magiging macho dahil nag-gym ka ng isang linggo, no? Dapat years dedicated, you really created time to work out. So it means pag nasa fire, you're pursuing fire, you're also scheduling time to really sit down, study your finances, think of ways on how you can earn more, and at the same time, lower your cost. Tell us more about the Facebook group and invite our listeners to check it out and join the movement.
Sa mga nakikinig po ngayon sa 80% podcast, I would like to invite you to join if you're interested about the FIRE movement, the FIRE concept, and the lifestyle. I invite you to join our Facebook group, FIRE Movement Philippines. There you could interact with fellow Filipinos that are pursuing this kind of lifestyle that are very diverse. So you have Filipinos who are working abroad, you have Filipinos who are living abroad, and marami din local na Filipinos trying to pursue their FIRE number. And ang pinakamaganda dito ay we try to make it fun for everyone to learn, and also we try to make it a safe space, no? Wala kaming judgment. We try to celebrate everyone's success. Kasi yun yung gusto namin makita eh. More Filipinos retiring early, financially independent. Kasi it's a badge of honor for us to see more Filipinos trying to pursue this kind of lifestyle.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Maraming salamat ulit kay Kenneth for guesting in our episode. If you're interested to learn more about Kakao Culture and FIRE Movement Philippines, you can go to our show notes or check the episode description for the links. If you haven't done so, please click the follow button for the 80% at sana ay ishare mo na rin itong episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.